So we're starting, we'll be doing this for the next, for a little while, which is the area of, an area in Mezuzah. So there's obviously different topics that Mezuzah takes up. What we're going to get into more is some of the issues of where the Mezuzah goes. Where the Mezuzah goes, what kind of buildings require Mezuzah. We'll definitely take up the issue, which will be a good one for a couple of days. The whole business of it being straight versus slanted versus, flat. Where that came from. So that's what we're going to be focusing on. I'm not going to get into the writing of the Mezuzah. So the Pasuk in the Torah, right, Lichter, I quoted the whole Pasuk for you, okay? It says, Uchsavtam al Mezuzos Beisecha Ovisherecha. So what does that mean? Just translate that for me. What does that mean? Okay, good. So Mezuzos, what's a Mezuzah, all right? Again, this is a terminology issue. What is it talking about in the Torah when it says Mezuzos Beisecha? Doorpost, okay? What's the other term that'll be used for doorpost? Or I should say, what are the... let me rephrase that. What are the various components of the doorpost? What's that called in Hebrew? Oh my God. So, mashkof and mezuzos, right? So you have... The mashkof is on top, right? And the mezuzahs are on the side. Okay, that's the terminology. Okay? The other thing to keep in mind, okay, is what do we do today? So we put our mezuzahs, right, on the outside of the doorpost, meaning there's a doorpost, right, and the mezuzah goes on top. But there was another way that mezuzahs were put onto doorposts, which is they actually were put into the doorpost, meaning there was a doorpost and there was an actual, like, hole, a space that you put the cloth into, okay? Okay. One last thing before we get into this. When we talk about a mezuzah, we're not talking about the case, okay? So what's the first case, all right? V'am Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Tzlo v'makel psula. So what does that mean? On a stick. What does that mean on a stick? What? What does Rashi say? Let's just take Rashi. Rashi says Tala, right, b'makel psula. What does that mean? L'mezuzah ala pesach b'makel. Okay. I even have a beautiful picture. Okay, a beautiful picture in my Nesifta of what that looks like. Can you see that? Right. You see where the mezuzah is? You see how it's hanging from the mashkof? Right. It's hanging down from the mashkof. Okay. So the Gemara says that it, again, Dardik, relax. Just look this simple way of learning. That if it's hanging from the top of the mashkof, all right, it's puzzle, okay? All right, my taima, okay? So what's the reason for it? Bisharecha ba'inan. So why is it puzzle? Because what? So, well, it's technically not bisharecha, right? It's not, what would you say, attached part of, within... Right, we're not. It's unclear what exactly the issue is, right? But bisharecha bina. That's what the chiyuv is. Okay, tani na mehachi. There's another brayse that says tlo b'makel o shehinicha achar hadelas. Okay, what's the second case? What does it mean that you were meniach the mezuzah achar hadelas? Rashi says shekava bekosal achori hadelas. What did you do? So the second case is, where you put the mezuzah hanging from the top of the mashkof. And the second one is where you put the mezuzah facing, and here's the key point that the Gemara is focusing on, inside the house. Meaning, it's on the wall behind the door, okay, in the inside of your house, okay? So why, now why is it a problem? Okay, so the Gemara says sakana, ve'ein ba mitzvah, okay? So what does that mean? No, translate in order. Okay, it's dangerous, okay? And what else? V'ein ba mitzvah. Okay. What's the sakana? So Rashi says, sakana mina mazikim, right? Shein habayis mishtamer ba, right? So your house isn't protected, right? From these dangerous forces. ad, shi kavena b'tzuras ha-pesach kil chasa, right? So until you put the mezuzah where it belongs, okay? Right. Until you put the mezuzah where it belongs, you're not protected. Your house is not considered protected. Okay? That's Rashi. And then it says, hold on. Hold on. Let me get the point across. Hold on, Avi. Again, so the Gemara says it's a sakana, ve'ein ba mitzvah. Okay? So it's dangerous, and what does ve'ein ba mitzvah mean? You're not yotze, you're mitzvah of what it called the mezuzah. Okay? Let's just finish the Gemara, Avi, and I'll take up a question. Shall base munvaz hamelech hayosin bepundako sehen kain zecher the mezuzah? So what do they used to do? Okay, what were they used to do? So, it's, right, but in what style did they use? They actually used a, what do you call it? They did it, they were tola v'makel, right? So Rashi says, what's a pundak? A pundak's like an inn, right? So what would they do? Even though you're not chayv in mezuzah, right? You're not chayv to put up a mezuzah in this inn, right? Because it's not diras keva. Nonetheless, what do they do, right? What do? They put it up, right? But they put it up b'makel, meaning they didn't put it up in on the mezuzah itself, on the doorpost. They hung it from the top, okay? Interesting. So it's a fun. So what's okay, Avi? I'm sorry, you had a question before I raise my question. Avi, what's your question? Good. So one question is, what does it mean? The Gemara says first it's pasul, then it says sakana ve'ein ba mitzvah, and then let's assume it didn't say pasul, okay? Why do you have to say sakana and ein ba mitzvah? Why not just say you're not yotze ein ba mitzvah? Because if it's a, or say it's a sakana and say the sakana is sufficient, right? What do you need both answers for? Very problematic. Very problematic. Okay. So that's the other question. Good. What's the value? It's a funny idea. If you're telling me that putting up the mezuzah hanging from the mashkov doesn't work, so what's the benefit of doing that? What's the benefit of putting the mezuzah hanging from that top if you know that you're not yotzei mezuzah that way? Like, the reason why your question is a bad question, I mean, it's not a bad question, I'm saying that your point is not accurate, is because ultimately, when it comes to doing a mitzvah, if I'm not chayiv to do it, and you do it in the wrong way, in other words, when I put it up on a makel, when I put it up in such a manner, that's the incorrect way to do it. Okay? That's not the right way to do it. So what's the value then? Why is it a value? There you go. If you're not yotzei the mitzvah, how's it going to protect you? The way it works, by the way, the first thing we have to take up, though, is that forget the mazikin for a second, okay? Obviously, there's a premise here, okay, that, I mean, we all know this, that where does the mezuzah belong, right? Bisharecha, which means what? Well, okay, so what would that imply, okay? Let's take a look at the Rambam for a second. I don't know if you picked up on this, okay? It's subtle, but it's important. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tefillin and the mezuzah, Sefer Torah, Parakei, Halacha Ches, right? Tala b'makel psula she'ein zu kvua. Okay? So he says, if I hang it by the top, by the mashkof on the top, okay, it's puzzle. Why? Because it's not kvua. What does that seem to imply? Right? The problem is that it's not attached to the house. Okay? Now, also, if you look carefully, the Rambam says, tala b'makel psula. But then when he says, Hanicha achori hadeles lo asa klum, what's the obvious difference between the first statement of the Rambam and the second statement of the Rambam? Right, okay. What's the difference between saying something's puzzle? What's the difference between saying something's puzzle and the other one saying lo asa klum? What's the difference? So Dardik's saying, oh, that's a little better. Dardik's saying, you know, that's nice. What Dardik is suggesting, except for his Ivrit, what Dardik is suggesting is that when it comes to mezuzah, so what he's trying to say is that, well, in other words, I'm going to say this carefully, okay? In other words, what's a mezuzah? Mezuzah doesn't mean, when we talk about a mezuzah in halakhic terms, we don't mean a piece of cloth with a certain parshas written on it, because that's just a piece of cloth with parshas written on it. In other words, we can only talk about this thing being a functional mezuzah when there's a location to speak of, right? The location has to be doorpost. If it's not on the doorpost, then it's not a mezuzah. In other words, its reality as being a potentially functioning mezuzah can only come into existence when it is somewhere located in the zone of doorpost. Once it's there, then I can start talking about this thing being a mezuzah, and puzzle means there's a defect in it.
So when I hang it off the top, right? So what's the problem there, as an example? The problem there is that, well, it's in the right location, right? There's just some, which we'll get into in a second, there's some defect there. There's a defect, right? But it's a mezuzah. We actually have a mezuzah. But if I put it behind the door, it's not even a mezuzah. That's what it means, lo asaklum. Yeah, it's a scroll with the Shem Hashem on it, but it has no reality of mezuzah attached to it. There's no concept of mezuzah to speak of. That's a good question, okay? Okay, good. I mean, there's a very intuitive answer you can give, right? But that's a good question. Okay. Next. But we haven't defined this completely yet, okay? Notice that the Rambam says, right, Tov Makel Psulash Enzo Kvua, okay? Rabbi Nahonasan, who's a Rishon, just in case you got nervous, says that Tola b'makel ha-mezuzah b'makel ala Pesach psula, right, diba'inan shikvena b'tzuras ha-Pesach atzma. So why is it puzzle if it's hanging from the top? Because what's my obligation? It's to kovea, it's to set it, right, in the tzuras ha-Pesach itself, right? And what's happening now, right? It's hanging from the top. It's not in the tzuras ha-Pesach, right? Okay, does that sound like what the Rambam's saying? No, it does not sound like that. Okay, really, what does it sound like? What is he saying? That's different. Totally different. To flush it out, look at the Piskei Arit, also Rishon. Okay, he says Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel Tzav Makel Psula Perish Hechnisa Bishvoferes Akane V'lo Kava B'tzad Achalon Ela Tzav Avi. So he's saying, what's the problem according to the Rid? What's the problem according to him? That I set up the mezuzah properly. I put it into the little tube, right? But rather than kovei it, let's say, b'tzad chalon here means b'tzad of the mashko, I hung it up in the, it's hanging up in the air, okay? So what's lacking according to him? No, what I'm trying to say is like this. Okay, without giving it away, there's two problems, there's two ways you can understand what the problem is if this thing is hanging from the mashko, okay? One is that it's not attached to the doorframe, right? Meaning it's a location issue. It doesn't belong on the top of the mashko, even though it's on the right side of the doorway. Rather, belongs here. What's the other way you can look at it? In a very simple way. What's the other way to look at it? But what's the problem? Right, what would the problem being in the other be? Practically. Well, why not? One second. Let's say I put it in the top right corner, right? It's right on the right side of the doorpost. Okay, so it's not in the doorpost. What's the language they keep using? Velo what? Look at the rid. I put in the Shvafera Sakana. Velo what? Kava b'tzad achala. I agree with Uri. The other way you can learn it is that, what's the problem? The problem is that it's not sturdy. In other words, there's two issues here that you can look at, okay? One issue is it a location issue, right? Which we'll get into a little more in a second. Or you could say, no, the problem is that, well, kviya, it's the kviyas that's the issue, meaning it's in the right location. It's on the right side of my doorway, right? It's right where it belongs. It's just a problem with Tala B'Makel, that if it's hanging is what? Is that it's not sturdy. It's not a sturdy mezuzah. It's lacking sturdiness. Okay? That could be the other way to look at the problem. You understand? I didn't make that up, by the way. That's brought down by many commentaries on the Rebbe Nahonasan and Piskei Arit, which is that the problem is that it's not sturdy. So how do we define that? In other words, the Rambam seems to be focused on kvias per se, meaning he wants the mezuzah to be koveya to the mashko. He wants it to be attached to the mashko. That, and the problem is, when it's hanging in the air, it's not attached to the mashko. Whereas according to the other ways of learning, no, it's in the right location. It's just the problem is that it's kind of like hanging in the air. And that's not a kvias. I'm going to say this carefully. It's lacking insofar as kvias is concerned. What's the difference between what the Rambam is saying and what Rabbeinu Yonah and the Piskei Arit is saying? There is a difference between the two. What's the difference? Take a look at this Rambam over here, and I think it'll help give it away. Look at what the Rambam says in Parakei Halacha Vav, right? It's a famous halacha that some people, you know, not everyone's aware of. But he says, when you put up the mezuzah, what do you have to do? Okay? He says you roll it up, right? And then umechaber osa el mezuzas haPesach the masva, right? What do you chayev to do, right? What must you do to the mezuzah? The Rambam says you have to take a nail and you have to nail the mezuzah onto the mashko, right? onto the mezuzah of Pesach. You have to nail it in. And by the way, that's a critical issue because whereas most Rishonim hold, you have to nail it in. Hold on one second. So what's the Rambam telling you? And by the way, this is an important halacha. Taping your mezuzah onto the doorpost, there's a big question whether that's permissible. There is one Tosos who wants to say it's mitzvah in a mubchar, but most Rishonim agree, ideally, you should nail it to the mashko. Because what does a Rambam mean when he says, going back to above, when the Rambam says, when he says, psula she'ein zukrua, what's he looking for? In other words, the Rambam's saying, what's the problem with it hanging from the top, right? The problem is that it's not part of the doorpost, right? It has to be part of the doorpost. Forget the issue of location. The problem is that if it's hanging, right? So now you can't say that this thing is part of my doorpost. How do I make it part of my doorpost? By nailing it to the doorpost. Now it's one with the doorpost itself. When I look at my doorpost, the mezuzah is supposed to be seen as part of the doorpost, not separate from it, okay? The Rambam's focus is, what's the relationship of the mezuzah to the doorpost, right? And the problem of hanging it from the top is that it's a psul in how it's related to the doorpost. But that's not what the Piskei Arid is saying. If you say it's an issue of sturdiness, what's the problem there? Good. I think what you're saying, right, I think what you're saying is like this. In other words, the Rambam's concerned about the relationship that the cloth thing, has to the doorpost itself. It has to be part of the doorpost, okay? So if it's hanging, it's not part of the doorpost. But the Rid is not saying that. The other Rishonim are saying that what's the problem here? The problem is that the mezuzah is in the right location. It's where it belongs. It's in the top right area of your doorframe, okay? The Rid is saying it is in the right makom. It's in the right spot. That's not what the psul is. The psul has nothing to do where it's located. The Rambam would say, they're both saying it's in the right zone. Everyone agrees with that. The problem is that the Rambam's saying the problem is that there has to be a certain relationship between the mezuzah and the doorpost. And that's expressed through it being attached in this way. But that's not what the Rid is saying. The Rid is saying it's not a problem of the relationship of the mezuzah to the Tzuras HaPesach, meaning insofar as its physical relationship. It's just that there's a halacha that the mezuzah must be defined in and of itself as kavua. Right, it has to be defined as kavua, so that's why it has to be in the doorpost, not because of the relationship it has to the doorpost, but being in the doorpost does what to the mezuzah, and makes it sturdy. In other words, it being located inside the doorpost now ensures that the mezuzah itself will be sturdy. It'll be in a sturdy state. Okay, meaning the best place for it to be is in the doorpost from a sturdiness standpoint. But the Rambam's not saying that. The Rambam's saying that it has to actually be attached to the doorpost because that makes it part of the doorpost. Do you understand? So one idea, the Rambam's saying it's a din in the relationship of one to the other, whereas the Rid's not saying that. He's saying that what's the issue? The issue is the mezuzah has to be sturdy, right? So the best place for it to be sturdy, right, is in the doorpost. You understand? If it's hanging, that's a problem in the mezuzah itself. It must be defined as kavua. That's the machlokus in the Rambam and the other Rishonim. Let's just get this Tosfos done. Okay, so Tosfos says, what does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, Sakana ve'ma mitzvah. He says, Perish b'kuntres, dekeim in da'asa shaloki hilchosa, eid abayis mishtamer mivneim azikin. So Rashi learns that since I didn't put the mezuzah up properly, my house isn't protected, okay? The kasha the Rabbeinu Tam says, but that's a problem. The imkein havalei le'meimar hachi. The Gemara should have said as follows. Aval ha'asuya shelo kehilchosa, right? What should the Gemara have said? Right, so it should have been consistent and used sakana by all the psalm. So Tosva says, v'nire detal v'makel nukaf barosho delava daite v'chein achore deles regilios boletes, right? Umakel barosho. So what was the problem? What's the problem with, Tosva is a funny answer. What's the problem with it hanging from the top as an example? Yeah, you can hit your head on it. Very practical, by the way. Problem is, the guy walks into his house and the mezuzah is hanging from the top. What's going to happen? He's going to knock his head on it. Okay? He's going to knock his head on it. I want you to think about the Tosos a little bit. Like, what's Tosos' argument on Rashi? So we'll leave off at this point. In other words, Zeb is right. You see, you have to understand, the mezuzah is set up. Mezuzah is very similar to tzitzis, if you remember correctly. Okay? If you remember what we did by tzitzis. Remember how when it comes to tzitzis, right? Tzitzis isn't like tefillin. Tzitzis is, I take my regular shirt and I modify it. Okay? Mezuzah is a similar idea. Mezuzah is, doorposts exist in houses already, right? And now what we're saying is we're modifying my doorpost. We're modifying my regular doorpost to have this thing called a mezuzah, right? Now what's supposed to happen when a person walks into his house, he sees the mezuzah, and he's reminded about whatever, Yedias Hashem, whichever approach you want to take, right? But it has to be part of his natural walking into the house, meaning when I go in, it should be natural that I see the mezuzah. If it's hitting my head, right, or if it's surprise, I bumped into the mezuzah, that would seem to be a defect in its function, okay? That's what Tosfos is starting to suggest over here. What you guys have to take up, and a little more in depth, is what exactly is the machlokas Tosfos and Rashi, okay? Without getting into the philosophy of mazikin,